Well, hello everyone. Hope you had a great Christmas. Nearly 2017. And on tonight's show, I've got Dad Boy. You're listening to... Yeah, great interview tonight. It's an extended show. Managed to bag a world exclusive. So I hope you've had a great festive period and you're all set for 2017 and more shows to come. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Sit back, relax, grab a whiskey. Well, people, hey, I hope you had a great Christmas. Now, this show is about business, adversity and dyslexia. And it's normally a chat show. Normally do a bit of talking to people about their story and what have you. Now, this one is going to be slightly different because I've been allowed to play some music. So, this is something I've been looking forward to. And as you know, I do a lot of networking. And I met this chap a while back now. We got chatting, about our businesses. And then he let me into a little bit of a secret that he was, he had an alter ego and he was actually on YouTube with a couple of hits. And I think his exact words were, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not sure if you like it. Anyway, I went away and listened to it and I love it. It's not everyone's cup of tea, it's a bit Marmite. But today we're going to talk to John Daly, and he's AKA Dad Boy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show, John.
Well, thanks very much, Kirk. Nice, absolutely brilliant to be here, actually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've been anticipating this release of your latest song. Hey, and people, what I forgot to tell you is this is a world exclusive. I've managed to bag a world exclusive.
Yeah, you have. Kirk's actually championed us for months now, and it's absolutely the least we can do.
No, it's brilliant. So what we're going to do in the show, John, we're going to have a bit of a chat, and you've currently got two songs that are on YouTube that are doing rather well.
Uh-huh.
So what we'll do, we'll play those in between our chats, and then at the end we'll play the world exclusive of Falling Into the Void.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Prepare to rock your socks, people.
Yeah, or not. Yeah.
Or maybe not. But let's hope so.
No, I think he's brilliant. So how did it all start then, John?
Yeah, I was having a meal in a restaurant in Glasgow with my daughter, who's doing creative photography there. And we were just talking about the music scene up there and how lively it is, because I was struck by how much creativity is going on. So we were talking about this, and I said, "What bands don't you like?" And she said, "Well, this is a bunch called Sad Boys, Daddy." And the Sad Boys dress up in very posh Nike gear.
Oh, yeah.
And they do this kind of praying song, and they shoot people with their fingers, and they're always singing about, you know, how their girlfriend has left them. So at that time, my girlfriend had left me as well. So as we were leaving the vegan restaurant, I started singing, "No one loves me, no one loves me, no one, no one, no one, no one loves me." "Hang on a minute," said my daughter. And then she got hold of two of her friends. One was a guy she rooms with, Stephen Coulter, and her boyfriend, Kieran Thomas. And they both said, "Oh, man, that's great. Right, we'll start doing it. We'll make some music for this. This will be fantastic. And Megan can do the videos and everything. It'll be great. It'll be great." So as a rock and roller, I went home to bed. Yeah, that's it. So the next day, they dragged me around the necropolis in Glasgow. And I had to do the Sad Boys dance, see?
Yeah.
And then that evening, we went round the house and I was having a nice glass of Prosecco, a bit more rock and roll. And they were going mad, doing all this music and all these sounds being chucked into the mix. And then they said the devastating news that I then had to write some lyrics.
Oh.
And I thought, what am I going to write about? So I could have written about, so I was thinking, no one loves me. Right, well, no one loves me because my girlfriend's left me, so no one loves me. Or why else wouldn't somebody love me? I could have been a murderer. I could have stabbed a puppy. Nobody loves that person. But then I thought, well, I could be death.
Yeah.
No one loves death.
No.
So that's where the lyrics came from. I wrote as death and why no one loves me because I'm death.
Yeah. And that's, and I presume, no, don't presume, I know, that's where the alter ego of Dad Boys come from, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's, we quite often used to talk, we always had very light conversations, myself and my daughter Megan, so mainly revolving around existential nihilism. And for those of you who don't know what existential nihilism
is... I'm just Googling that.
Yeah, just Googling that. So existential nihilism is basically that everything revolves around you and nobody else, and you actually don't give a monkey's about anybody else. So
just, I love it. You're there. You just described me.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
So that was it. So everything's based on this character, Dad Boy, actually doesn't really care about you at all. He's not bothered.
No.
You know, you're dead, you're not dead, you've done things, you haven't done things. He's not, but he does take delight in pain and misery. He enjoys that. That's his kind of, like, yeah. It's like us watching a rom-com or something like that. He's quite happy.
Yeah, let's take floats his boats. And I mean, this is great just being between Christmas and New Year to be talking all this death and destruction, isn't it? It's really good.
Well, it's what we need, really, just to lighten the, you know, lighten the Christmas spirit. I should have actually done a Christmas song, but, you know.
You could have a dark Christmas, couldn't you?
Ho, 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 welcome to the void.
Yeah, that could be it. Could be on the B side.
Yeah, it could be. It's not going to be. I don't think the rest of them would actually let me get away with any lightheartedness at all.
Yeah, because that's quite interesting as well, as because there's not just yourself, is there? Is there four of you in total?
There's four of us in total. So Megan does the videos, and she's done some brilliant ones, and I actually think they underpin everything we do. And Kieran writes a lot of the music, and then Stephen comes in and produces and adds things. He actually taught me how to do a bit of rapping on one of the songs, which perhaps we might talk a little bit about later on. And really, you know, and I don't mean it as a humble thing, because I'm Dad Boy and I'm not very humble at all. But all I do is I write the lyrics and sing the song in a certain way. But the real engine room is the music and the videos.
I agree and I disagree with that, because everybody, and it's a bit like just dragging it back into sort of a business context, everybody in a successful business or a successful organisation needs those various elements, don't they? Mm. So in the case of this, in the case of you, in Dad Boy, what you're doing, it needs the lyrics being written. It needs... I mean, you are perfect in the videos, and hopefully people will go and check you out on the videos if they've not seen them. You're perfect in the videos, the way you act, the way you speak, and your words. And the technical side, the video side that they do in behind the background, the music, just pulls it together as well. So I think those elements individually might not work, I don't know. But together, when you bring them together, it's like a bit of a harmony, isn't it? Not that Dad Boy likes harmony.
No, it's disharmony is the key to his personal enjoyment. Harmonious stuff doesn't rock his boat at all.
It doesn't. No, it's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, because like I say, we'll listen to some tracks in a minute, and then we'll talk a bit more about individuals, because there's a couple of things I want to cover with you, which will be great. So I believe you've been asked to go and tour somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, I've actually been live as well, and that was a story in itself, where I had to perform in front of about 200 kids. There were six bands on at the time, and my background is I'm into NLP and hypnotherapy, and there's a technique I use for just lowering my stress and anxiety if I've got to do something like stand up in front of people.
Yeah.
And in front of 200 people, I was panicking like a mad thing, because I didn't know if I could even remember the words. And the kids were all there really helping me. These bands are coming on, being really brilliant. and then they're waiting for me. And it was like, so I'm desperately trying to reduce my stress and anxiety. But there's an old Scottish lady beside me going, "Oh, I bet you're really nervous, aren't you?" "You know, excuse me, I'm just trying to reduce the stress." "No, I know that, I understand that. But, you know, in front of 200 children, and if you make a right mess of it, you know, well, you won't know, be able to come back to Glasgow." And I'm going, "Yeah, well, thanks very much for that." And, you know, and all those, you know, your daughter and Stephen and Kieran, you know, you kind of let them down because they'll never be able to hold themselves up in polite society ever again. Not that I want to make you anxious or nervous or anything. Man, I was shaking by the time I hit.
She sounds like Mrs. Deadboy.
No, she should have been. Hey? She should have been. I think right. She did it on purpose.
I think she did. That's funny. Yeah. There's a good accent that as well, John.
I'm very good at Irish accents.
I'm not very good at accents. Right. So I think what we'll do, because we've talked about the first. So do you want to introduce the first track and then we'll let everybody listen to that? Yeah. And then if they're still with us at the end of that, they can listen to the rest of the
interview, can't they? If we haven't, I think it gets better. Yeah. But this very first one, so very briefly, so from singing No One Loves Me on the Friday night in this restaurant, by the Tuesday of within 4 days, they'd actually done the music, we've done the lyrics, we've recorded it, and it was on YouTube. Yeah. And that was the most astonishing thing about how these guys have really mastered everything that goes on now musically.
Okay. So introduce it then. What's it called?
It's called No One Loves Me, and it's a world famous song now, as you've probably gathered.
Thank you.
This is Sad Dad, Young John. When you have no love, you are without, you are not complete. This is the truth.
Right, hey, I like that, John. What a great track. What a great. So that was your first track, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was our first number one hit single. Yes.
And we've managed to get hold of Megan on the old phone, haven't we? Because phones work now, don't they?
Somehow they do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all a bit weird, but there you go.
Megan, sorry to put you on the spot, because I know you're getting stuff ready and you didn't expect us, but that's the way I operate. It's lastminute.com and no preparation required.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're obviously a big part of Dad Boy's persona is comes through in the videos which you produce, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I really like the way you pull them together and things that you do, because I think Dad Boy knows my favourite's Space Debris. Which, do you want to talk us a little bit about Space Debris? Where did that, the inspiration for that come, or anything, or is it just
the inspiration for it? Well, it was the same as with the first video, because we were actually inspired by sort of local rappers in Glasgow. I don't know if Dad Boy's mentioned that, but originally, and they do a lot of shots sort of in kind of different areas around the city. So when we were filming sort of under the M8 bridge, that's where where we shot a lot of the video.
Yeah.
But also, like, with the kind of all the psychedelic side of it, with the tie-dye and the steampunk glasses, that was sort of more Dad Boy coming out than in the original video. But again, like, we carried on with the sort of internet. A lot of it is inspired by kind of internet rap. And sort of looking at, let me see how I can phrase this, looking at the world. Or just approaching it in sort of a new way of a new genre of like approaching rap music, and so there's a lot of like aliens and obviously Space Debris, but Dad wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Having said that, though, it was some of the lyrics that we've written for Dad Boy. What's interesting here, and what Megan hasn't said, is that quite often if I've written a lyric, Megan will just say, "No, that is not a Dad Boy lyric."
Yeah,
she's the actual conscience of Dad Boy.
I was going to actually say that, because I know that I know there's when you're going to post things on the internet and things like that, and I know Megan from conversations said, "No, but you can't do that. You can't do that." Yeah. So you're a bit the driving force behind is the way he is.
Can't stop the dad and Dad Boy, because it's like I have to rein him back in and keep him to the original idea, but it's sort of a combination of the two. I feel like we bounce off each other with it, really, because we can't just go in one direction.
We need to have, it needs to be multifaceted. We can't keep singing about the void all the time. We've got a couple of new songs coming up that will bring in different facets, but we've kind of got a plan about that as well, I think.
Yeah.
We might not have, but I think
I think the opportunities are endless. I really like the way you're pulling it together, and the videos as well. They're I think they're quite unique. I've not really seen anything like it, and I do like the video, and some of the shots are really crisp. Do you know what I mean? Like the way you're dancing on in some of the parts, and the way it just puts together. I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect what
you're
doing. It's really, really good. Really good.
I think making the new video.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's quite different, actually, the new video. I've been working a lot on, just about visual abstraction and a lot of colours and a lot more, less, I know it's basically, like, very crisp. Clean, but the new video is a bit more trippy.
I'm looking. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and obviously we're going to listen to the track later on the end of the show. But
yeah.
I think I know what you mean by listening to the music. The way the music and the way it's put together, it's almost taking me down like that sort of dreamy state. And so I can imagine that the video will be totally different to the previous video, which is good as well. It's good to keep it going forward.
Starting to change. I was re-watching the videos before when I finished the new one to see how Dad Boy sort of evolved. It's interesting. excited to be able to see it.
Yeah, and we do too. So, yeah, I think that's great. But thanks for stopping your day and joining us on the radio, which is absolutely marvellous. Have a great new year, and I'm looking forward to seeing the video anyway.
All right, you too.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
City Mix, all the best, love.
Bye.
Bye, then, bye.
Hey, I'm glad we got managed to get hold of Megan. That was brilliant, John, wasn't it? Brilliant.
Yeah, it was great, yeah. She was a bit nervous, bless her. Because she felt I'd dropped her right in it. But hey, I'm dad boy. This is what I've got to do, you know.
This is what I do as well.
Pain and misery everywhere. I drop everybody
in it. Because the amount of people that I interview and they go, oh, when are we going to do this interview? I go, well, we're doing it now. Really? Yeah, we're doing it now. So yeah, that was it's a good track, that, John. Good track, your first track. And then obviously that moves on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was interesting also with the new one. There was you can tell if when you go in and watch them that the production values are quite different. And we're starting now to develop the personality of Dad Boy. And it allows me to be either goth or seriously tripped out hippie or both at the same time, which is fantastic because I can just dress up all the time and have a bit of a lark, really. She got me doing this dance, and a dad boy dance, which I won't be winning Strictly Come Dancing with it, but I'm dancing with, I've got this Grateful Dead shirt on, I've got my mad glasses on, and I've got to do this dance, and then look around, and Megan has directed me all her life, you know, because she just has, be a tree, daddy, be the wind, be something. Dance like this, Daddy, look like this. And we had a lot of people kind of staring at us very, very quizzically because we're right by the motorway.
Yeah.
And there's me, some old boy, dancing around with my hippie stuff on. And these two guys walked past. And at this stage, I'd had my groovy, rather seriously Mad Max glasses on and all my stuff and doing dance. And as they walked past, they went, you know what? He's mentally, he ought to be locked up. Why haven't you called the police to lock him up? So that's what we did with that one. So that was it. We started to put all the things together for that. And as Megan says, we start to have an idea of how it develops and where we're going with it now. Mm. But I'd still say that I do tend to be led very much by her in terms of what I can say and what I can't say. Because you don't want to detract from who he is, but you don't want Dad Boy just to reel out the same old stuff again and again and again.
Well, yeah, because you need to, like everything, needs to evolve. It needs to be have the essence of the thing it is, or the person, or whatever it is. But it needs to evolve and come into something else, doesn't it? I think that's important that it just keep on going.
Yeah,
and it does not the same thing going over and over again.
There's lots of new stuff that we're going to be doing in the new year as well.
So just tell it, because I know a lot about the story because obviously I've chatted to you a lot. What about this? When you're saying about this. In Part of Space Debris, which is my favourite track, by the way. Yeah. I think you know that. I've said it a few times. And the You're Now My... Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Space Debris was supposed to be about Lemmy, because Lemmy had just passed away, Lemmy from Motorhead. And we were going to do this as like a kind of eulogy to Lemmy and maybe do a bit of sampling and stuff like that. And these guys being what they do, they just take my lyrics, completely mangle it and then turn it into something else that I'd never even thought of. And on one of the bits in this, if you haven't seen it already, is there's a bit that goes... You're mine now, baby, you're mine. Now, we were trying to get this rhythm going, and this is where a producer comes in, because we're all sitting there looking, how do we actually enunciate this properly to make it roll? So Stephen came in, who hopefully we'll be getting hold of somewhere along our lines, and Stephen came in as a producer, and he says, right, I want you to do it like this. And then he said, you're mine now, baby, you're mine. And I said, that's great. And he said, and it sounds like a really posh kind of guy. And who is this guy? Is he so, are you basing it on some old actor or something? And he just said, no. He goes, och no, I'm basing it on ye. And I'm going, me. So when we do You're Mine Now, Baby, You're Mine, that's me imitating him, imitating me.
It's a bit complex.
Yeah, it's a bit complex. But that's part and parcel of it, isn't it? It's like people often wonder, what does a producer do? They just come in and they just add that little bit of shine and sparkle that changes it from being rough and ready to being something just adds that something else.
Yeah, because you see something you don't go. It's a bit like lyrics, isn't it? You write the lyrics, and other people might not get them, not be able to get them like you've got them or you've wrote them. Or someone will give you some lines and you could twist those lyrics around and make them your own sort of lyrics. So, it's important to have that skill and expertise. And you need it, don't you? You need that producer.
You need that help. You need that direction. And that's what's so really cool about this is that they kind of set me off to do some of the lyrics and they seem to enjoy my lyrics. But they're always there to say, look, you need to just change your direction back and get back on track a bit slightly. Here's something else that we're going to do. Whenever I've written a song, however I've written it, how I've imagined it to be is nothing like it turns out. Absolutely nothing.
No. I wonder if Paul McCartney's like that.
I'll ring him up and ask him. Next time I see him. Yo, Paul.
Right. I think what we do now, I think we've got to play Dead Space Debris, haven't we?
Oh, I think we have.
I think
to.
We have my
favourite song.
My favourite song by Dad Boy. Well, currently. Yeah. So here we go, people. This is Space Debris by one and only Dad Boy.
Go on.
Je pense, je pense, je pense.
Oh, she's sweet, she's sweet, she's sweet.
C'est la raison d'être.
I rule.
Je pense,
how dare you, you idiot! I'm the beloved leader.
You took my time.
Get out of my sight.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. I know I did. I did, John. I like that.
I must say, I like the hook out of all of them. That one. Yeah.
So that's the second song, and so you're starting to get moving now, aren't you? Because you've got, I mean, the first song's got quite a few thousand viewers on YouTube, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a strange thing, really, because the feedback on it was, it's very mixed, as I'm sure when you see it, that people are either completely nonplussed or actually go with the whole thing. For example, my best friend will have absolutely nothing to do with it. He won't look at it. He thinks it's mental, and he thinks I'm mental. But his brother really loves it.
Mm.
And he said I'm mental as well, but it kind of grew on him. And then when I rang him up, he's working on a building site, and he shouted across to everybody, "Oi, Dad Boy's here on the phone." And all in the background, you could hear all these people going, "No one loves me, no one loves me, no one, no one." And then when I went down down to my football club, people were going, "Oi, Dad Boy, no one loves me, no one loves me." And then my son, who was in Iceland at the time, wrote, and he goes, "My dad is a video rap superstar," which is where all this came from, because we'd had, at this point, we had 1,000 hits on Dad Boy, and Space Debris had just started to pick up as well. But then it went 1,500, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. The last time I looked, it was 23,700 people had actually visited it. But weirdly, the band knew that Space Debris, although I think most people would say it's a better song, they said it wouldn't be as successful. But they did say that the one after that would be very successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we started to get a lot of feedback from people online as well. And a bit of a theme started to develop where they said things like, there's a girl called Olga Shush in Latvia who said, "Dad Boy, see me in the club with it tatted on my chest." And somebody said, "This cured my leprosy." So I'm a bit of a healer, really. And then it goes, and then you get this, "As many years, as many tears." And then Cloud Grandpa. Oh, and then somebody said, "Slim Shady's looking a bit chubby," and then "Sad Grandfather," Americans, "Divine Cloud Rap from the American Pensioner." There's a bit of a theme going about age here, and "Sad Grandfather" really, "In his old age, each person may face loneliness, and what do you do in this difficult situation? Of course, to create. Dad Boy shares his sad mood in a style that is clear, today's youth." That was obviously not Ireland, but I've only got an Irish accent, so that's it. That was from... And then somebody else really nailed it when they said, "Dad Boy has reached the pinnacle of enlightenment. Dad Boy will guide your lost souls into his realm of solace and show you the true meaning of sadness." And I think that guy absolutely nailed what it was all
about. That could be in one of your songs.
I might just put it in there.
I think that should
be. "Dad Boy has reached the pinnacle of enlightenment." That's gone all a bit churchy.
Yeah, you can't do that, Jesus.
That's why the boys write the music.
Meg won't like that. You can't be doing that. No cheerful stuff.
But the real cool thing, a couple of cool things. When we did the live show, and I didn't pass out and nobody got crushed or maimed. But the brilliant one was this one from the Ukraine. "Hello, my name is Pavel and I am the organiser of night parties in Ukraine. I would like to know what the rider and price are for the Dad Boy to visit Ukraine, Kiev, with music concert. Waiting on your answer. Thank you."
Wow.
Riders. And how much? Riders. I want Tesco Jumbo Peanuts and I want Draft Guinness. And that'll be it.
Love it.
But we only had one song at the time, so it was a blooming long way to go for a one-song concert.
Yeah, but I mean, the way you're going now, you'll be able to go to Kiev, won't you?
I think we'll be doing it. And I think really, because it's going to be I really see it in the future as being a visual and audio extravaganza. But, you know, we're going to do another three songs now that I really am looking forward to doing. But, you know, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself there because we've got this new one just coming out. But the plan is really to have them as a 3 or 4 minute songs, and then we can really let the boys let rip for the album, which is a game plan.
Yeah, that's cool.
Even though they don't know it yet.
That's cool. And so you've had a little bird told me. Well, actually, it was you. You had a bit of trouble with your Twitter name with some guy in the States, didn't you?
Yeah, my Twitter name is the official Dad Boy, and also I think it's my Instagram name as well. And this guy called Johan the Meme started to say, hey, well, I don't know if he talked like that, but I mean, he's American, so let's just assume, hey, I'm the official Dad Boy, I'm the original Dad Boy, and we're going to have this, and he started carrying on about how we're going to have some kind of rap war about this. And like, sometimes you kind of think, I can't really get involved in this, because I am not going to stand in front of people and getting involved in a rap war. And he was getting quite insistent, so in the end I just cut off the oxygen for him. I just didn't think anything more about it until I got a call from one of the band guys called Kieran, who says, this guy's just put an 8.5 eulogy about Dad Boy on YouTube. And if you go onto YouTube and look at Dad Boy, it's there just underneath the songs.
Yeah.
And it's 8.5 minutes of some cartoony thing. And he's going on about how great Dad Boy is. And that was really, 8.5 minutes of it, that was really something else. And it was, it's just kind of amazing that people just think it's really cool. And I was quite taken aback. I was really chuffed, actually. You can imagine, it's a really lovely thing for anybody to do.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? Because it's obviously, if you listen to it, and I'll put the links to the videos as well, because I watched it and it's really good, because he's actually, he does commentary on games, doesn't he? That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So he's got Super Mario playing in the background. That's right, isn't it? Super Mario something playing. And then what he does, not Super Mario, the one in the car, Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And then it keeps interjecting to you, calling you some old...
Now he goes, well, I don't know how old he is, you know, like he's 60s or 70s or something. And, you know, and I got to take my hat off to him. He's the official Dad Boy. There's no two ways about it. And when he gives you that Dad Boy look, man, you know he's a Dad Boy.
Yeah, and that's the look that he gave me when I asked for the Twitter name. That's what that was. That was the bit that I remember about it.
Yeah.
Really good. Excellent. Excellent, and I'm hoping to talk to him. I'm hoping to have him on the show later. So, if all the, I don't know, if me, as someone calls it, if my box of sparks works well, the old computer, and I can get hold of him in the America, then we'll
be really cool.
We'll interject him into it. So the next song, which is the official world exclusive of.
Yes. Falling into the Void. And again, this was about Dad Boy decided that, or sometimes, see, the thing with a personality that you invent, I've written some books as well, and quite often the character will not allow you to get them to do things that they wouldn't do. And so Dad Boy is kind of, somebody attacked him, for example, for saying, why do you revel in all the pain and anguish and all the rest of it? Well, he's bored. He's been there since the beginning of time, letting people in. But I said that the thing about Dad Boy that you need to remember is that he does look upon things that happen here with grim amusement. He's not doing it. We're doing it. He's not the cause of everything that happens. He's the effect. And so whatever you decide to do, whether you're good or bad or indifferent, however you lead your life, whether you feel illuminated or not, or whether you think you've achieved the seventh level of nirvana or whatever it is, irrespective of all of that, you're going to end up in front of him in the void.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, off your pop hat, irrespective of what you've done. So this song was written really about no matter how enlightened you think you are, you're going to end up in the void anyway.
Yeah.
So look forward to it. There's no hope.
And why are you grabbing your... I better not. That's something you've... Hey, because we can talk about that after what's coming on afterwards. We can do that because I know there's some other things that's going on as well after this stuff that you've had on the internet. So that's good. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, let's put this latest track on, because I know there's loads of friends we've got, one in Facebook, that have been looking forward to listening to this song. And they've been waiting.
It's been a while coming, but when you actually... So the song itself was again put together, and we've just had to... I've just had to fit it around what the rest of the band are doing. My daughter Megan has just done her dissertation on her video. She got first, hooray. But then she could focus on this. And so this is the music, and then we'll be putting out the... I expect it'll be going live before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah. So sit back, relax, and listen to the world exclusive of Falling... Into the Void.
The Void. Oh yeah, baby.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
So there you have it, people. The world exclusive of Falling Into The Void.
The new number one hit single, he meant to say, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it will be. No, I think it all goes... I think that one will... it's intriguing, that. It's totally different to the other one.
Yeah,
totally
it's different to the other. It's very much a grower, we think, this one.
I'll get
under your skin.
Well, I know there's a few people like going, I want to listen to it. And you've let me quite kindly listen to it before today, which is great. Yeah. And I really like it, and I think it is a grower. You've got to listen to it a few times, and it really gets going. There's a couple of bits in that I quite like.
One or two things you
like. Yeah, there is. So, yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, we was just chatting while I was listening to that then about what's currently happening and things that's been going on. And
It's the whole thing about it is, I mean, I've done some talks on it as well, as some of you may be unfortunate to have actually gone heard them. But really, it's quite often I get a lot of stunned silence because I think it's an unforgettable experience for everybody, really, when I'm doing it. But the real thing about this is there's amazing things that have happened, really.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's at university, and she was talking to the student, I think she's the student's president, and... she said, she says, Daddy, this girl wants you to write for her magazine. So I thought, I'm writing for the student magazine. It's not. I'm not sure what this is called, this magazine. I think it's called Frowning, but I'll be bringing some stuff out about that. But they want Dad Boy to write for this global hip magazine as Dad Boy. So I've just been penning together some articles for that.
Yeah, that'd
be... Which is really exciting.
That could be interesting, could it?
Yeah, that would be very interesting. And they actually want it to be dark. But the thing is that I did actually threaten them that if they criticised my work, which is torn from my tortured psyche, as I'm sure you all know, that I'll go and get them. And when I see them at the Void... I'll go and get them as Dad Boy. And then I've just said, you need to be aware that, if you do diss... this heartfelt work of literary genius, that I will be waiting for them at the entrance of the Void. So be careful. And it's gone a bit quiet. So maybe you'll frighten them off.
Oh, yeah.
No, maybe. I don't think so.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I think it's really cool. And you picked up on something now, and we've talked about it before. And this show is about encouraging people to start their own business and follow their passions, follow their dreams. And when we had a chat, didn't we, when I was talking about me being doing a podcast and radio show, I still define myself sometimes as a butcher from Eccles.
Yeah.
A little butcher from Eccles.
An enduring image.
Yeah, there you go. And, but I had a dream, Martin Luther King, quote someone else, I had a dream, wanted to be something else and do something else, and I've done other things. Same as you with this, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was a strange thing, because you kind of think at my advanced age, I'm dealing with people who are very much in their, late teens, early 20s, and you don't want to make a fool of yourself, but they've really enjoyed it. We've had some really, really good feedback, and it is a dream, and I just think if you can be... be consistent in your beliefs and don't deviate too much from it. Add on to it by all means. But, if you have something, roll with it and keep it rolling. For me to be invited to Kiev, for me to go to perform in front of 200 kids, for me to do talks all around the countryside about being Dad Boy. It's amazing stuff just from having a vegan meal with my daughter, and now going off and doing a magazine, and then all the other stuff. We'll be working towards an album as well, and it's just stuff that I've just kept going. Yes, there are arched eyebrows. It's the same as anything. Why are you doing that? I'm doing it because I can, and I'm saying also that people, if you ever get the opportunity to do something, go and do it. Don't worry about it. Just do it.
Yep. I totally agree, and that's why I started this show. And people probably go, well, why are you doing that? And, what's in it for you? And, well...
It doesn't have to be anything in it. It's for love.
It's because I want to, and because I believe in the message and the thing that I'm trying to achieve with people. Mm. And same as you. You believe in what you're doing it for. And obviously there's a group of people behind it that it's also their passion. So it's not just yours, it's theirs as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And everybody gets, and then people that get involved in it as well can, hopefully you can if it's, oh no, it's a bit of an odd thing to inspire people, but if you go off and do something and continue doing it, I mean, the first time it's a one-off and it's a bit of an oddity, but if you're still doing it, people then start to take notice about what you're doing because they think, this guy means it, or this person means it. It's the same as anything else. If you keep going, people, it gives yourself a lot more kudos than if you just did it as a one-off and then run away and hid.
Yeah, that is a really good way of putting it because, yeah, you have, for your instance, and it could be related to anybody's business or whatever they're doing. But you do a track, bit of a giggle. This is what it is. These are the leads. Boom, done. Yeah, could it be a one-off? That's it.
Yeah.
But because you've actually then carried it on and you've brought a second and a third track out, and you're actually doing other things as well. Well, actually, people start relating to you as that thing or that person. Mm. Like, actually, yeah, Johnny's actually. Some people start looking at you and go, "Oh yeah, John's that guy from YouTube. He's that YouTube guy. The hit, you know, the hit songs and the videos and the music."
It's exactly right. It's all about developing other aspects of your personality, because if people get to know that. Although it can be odd in some respects, it also makes you more three-dimensional. You're not just somebody coming into any situation and being a one- or two-dimensional figure. You're actually being fleshed out by the other things that you do. Mm. And some of it's been an amazing journey, I've got to say. And just because I decided to roll with it and have an amazing journey yourselves.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We're going into 2017 now. We want people following their dreams, people sitting there going, do you know what? I'm going to have a bash at this. And like I've said before, you don't always have to do it because you've obviously got a business as well.
Mm.
Yeah, this is the stuff that you do around your business.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily your business, your income stream. And that's what I try to encourage other people to do as well, is you might have a passion or you want to develop something. It doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel in your job. You can do it in your spare time, because everyone's got spare time, haven't they?
Yeah. If they haven't, they should make spare time. If you haven't got spare time, ask yourself the question why you haven't got spare time.
And a lot of time people will say they've not got any spare time, but they'll spend it watching EastEnders or football or whatever. What other stuff they waste their time on, because as far as I'm concerned, that's all a waste of time. I've just lost a lot of listeners, haven't I?
yeah, me included.
Yeah, well, there you go. If that's your bag, that's your bag. You know, that's what you're into, you know. So, yeah, go on, follow your passion, follow your dreams, and do it in your spare time. And then build it up until it becomes bigger than the thing it is before. And I imagine what you guys are doing now, no one knows where it's going to go, but it could go mental.
We don't have unrealistic aspirations. It's just, it's a journey, and no one knows where it's taking us. Nobody. A week ago, I had not been asked to do some stuff for an international magazine. It's just, as you say, Kirk, it's just nuts.
It is nuts. I mean, because I've got, when this, my listeners and my podcast, I mean, goes over to, I've got listeners in the United States, got people in Canada, Cyprus, Ireland.
Mm.
You can't do an Irish voice, but you can do an Irish voice.
I can do me best.
Okay.
I would.
Ireland and Holland. So, you know, it's like, that's bonkers for me as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
The word is spreading, isn't it? And it's just, and what are you doing? You originally taught, you had a plan and an idea and a love to make people, to get people to have an understanding of things and how they can conquer things as well.
Yeah.
And don't let things defeat you. Always be ready to bounce back up and say, right, this is, you know, it's a bit like, I always say it's a bit like Muhammad Ali in the eighth round against Foreman. You've taken a bit of a pounding for seven rounds, but on the eighth round, he goes, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, and Foreman's out. And that's how you just got to keep, this is the next round. Just keep going.
Yeah, it says. So I think 2017 is going to be very interesting for us all. I think you're going to keep on going. And I'm looking forward to the next songs and the feedback that we start to get. And I'm looking forward to Kiev. I think it's going to be great. I think you're going to be over there.
Havel's going to be in for a treat, I think, by the time we're finished.
Yeah, it's good. That's where the chicken comes from, the garlic, isn't it? Doesn't it? Is that chicken Kiev? No, sorry, stupid joke. But yeah, anyway, it's been absolutely wonderful to have Death beside me today on the show.
It's not going to save you, but it's been an absolute pleasure being here.
Yeah, thanks very much, John.
My pleasure, Kirk.
See you soon.
All the best.
The Dougie Stone Show.
Oh, that was great. Had a lot of fun talking to John, as you can imagine. I really like the guy. He's great. He's really good. Go and check out YouTube. Just search for Dad Boy on YouTube and watch his videos. They're really good. And Megan and the rest of the team, well done. I had planned to speak to some of the guys in Scotland, but obviously with it being the Christmas period, it seemed a bit difficult to get them together. But never mind. I'm sure we'll have them back on the show at some point. And also, I wanted to get the guy from the States who did a video about Dad Boy, and they had a bit of a tete-a-tete about his name and what have you. But that would have been really interesting. So, yeah, I'll have to get him on another time, won't I? So what I thought we'd do is, since it's only ever been played once, I'm going to play the track again, because I think you need to do it a few times, and I really like it, and all the best to John and the rest of the guys, or I should say Dad Boy, because what they're doing is really, really different, really new, really fresh, and I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for being on the show again, John, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
That. Thanks, Dad Boy. Enjoy that interview. World exclusive, eh? World exclusive.
it can be a bit marmite, but just listen to it a couple of times, you'll get into it, I'm sure. And you've been listening to Oh, I've got a cracker next week. What a guest, I'm telling you now. I've got Jamie Denyer next week, and he is known as the Grief Preacher. His story is just, well, it's phenomenal. He's been on TED Talks and he's all over the place at the minute, but you've got to tune in and listen to him. It's uber inspirational. So have a happy new year, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.